Eddie's a coffee connoisseur, while Reader doesn't touch the stuff.
More coffee for Eddie.
Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Tough times when I'm trying to log into a computer and there's a few things that log me out of and I have to remember all my passwords. Has that ever happened to you? You get logged out of something and you're like, oh, shoot, what are my passwords?
That's why I always kind of keep a list of my passwords in my phone.
See, I'm not that smart. I always like try to memorize it in my head and I'm like, wait a minute. Is this password for this account, or is that password for a different account?
Problem is, we have so many things, and we need so many passwords.
I know, and this, every one of them requires something different. Like, yeah. One of them requires capitals letters, other requires symbols.
Yeah.
It's pretty difficult to try to get around, and I probably should write it down. I had this weird thing where I'm like, what if somebody hacks into my phones, and they go in my notepads, and they see all my passwords?
Yeah.
But I don't think that really is something for me to concern about, but thank goodness for the forget my password button. Get an email, reset it, make a new one.
All is well.
Good to go.
Some people dream of winning $1 million. Reader, he just wants a puppy.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I'm a bit envious. My buddy, he lives in Ontario. He is a frequent rock climber. He was just telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go rock climbing with my buddy later. And it made me realize it's been a long time since I've been rock climbing. The last time, I think I was like maybe 18 or 19. And since then, you know, I think I have a little bit better upper body strength. I have had a lot of grip practice over the last several years.
Nah.
And I think it'd be fun to go rock climbing again, but I don't really know much around here. You were telling me, I totally forgot this, the Gallagher Center swimming pool has a little thing.
There's this bit of a climbing wall in the water park. Along the lane pool where you can climb the wall. And then I guess if you're too tired, once you reach the top, you can just jump drop right down into the pool.
See, that sounds fun. Because one of the things that scared me when I tried rock climbing for the first time as a teenager was the fear of heights. Even though you're strapped down, even though you have somebody holding on at the very bottom anchoring you up, I was still scared that I was gonna slip and fall to my doom. But at least with the one there, you just fall right into a body of water. You're good to go, you know?
I guess. Are you climbing a lot of sheer, steep peaks, or are you like just climbing gradual hills and rocks and mountains, or what?
It was just a straight vertical wall.
Okay.
Is what it was that I climbed before. And I guess if I'm not going to the pool to rock climb, there's always a giant snowbank here behind the building.
You can scale that mighty peak.
Right? So it'd be fun to go. Have you ever been rock climbing, by the way?
No, just I've gone on like a rock climbing wall, but yeah. I've never actually done it anywhere.
Like, bouldering is too scary for me. Like climbing actual rocks.
Yeah.
That's an absolute no-go.
Oh, you're not willing to go that far.
No. I'm talking about the little walls.
Okay.
Easier to scale up.
Eddie Q is the type of guy to make bad jokes on the air, but will never say it in person.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Yesterday, we were going off of what Stacy and Zanga were talking about on Fox FM with weird food combinations.
Yeah, sometimes people like to just mash things up and try something different, and they discover they have a taste for it.
Absolutely. And I saw yesterday you recorded a video of you trying a combination of your favorite snacks.
Yes, I thought, what could I mash up together that would be a little out of the ordinary than I thought. Hey, let's take my favorite three snacks.
Okay.
Old Dutch Mexican chili chips.
Yes.
Cheesies, Hawkins Cheesies, not Cheetos, because Cheetos are completely repellent. And Reese's peanut butter cups.
So how did it go?
I put it together into a little sandwich, made a chili cheese Reese.
Ooh.
It was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't the worst thing I've ever eaten. I think in the future, I'll prefer to enjoy them all separately.
Separately,
but all mashed together in one, It wasn't too bad.
See, I feel like those chili chips would be good with the Cheezies. Sorry, not Cheetos. Mm. But the peanut butter chocolate might have added a little interesting mix to it.
It was different, for sure.
Which is, it's pretty cool. I don't know if my three, if I was to take my favorite three snacks and combine them, that would be just plain kettle cooked chips, cashews, and an O. Henry bar together. Mm. I don't know if it'll taste okay.
You get the sweet and salty mixed together.
It's true. I will get a lot of crunchy, but also a lot of chewy at the same time. Mm. Maybe it won't be so bad because the flavors are not super distinct. They're just plain salty or sweet. So it might work out.
I don't know. Sometimes you just got to get experimental.
If you want to check out the video, head over to our socials at MoreFoxFM, Facebook, X, and also Instagram.
Some nights, readers too lazy to cook.
That's when toast, popcorn, or Fruit Loops become summer.
Fox FM.
Stop plugging in your laptops all the time.
Just let them run down, then plug them in.
Yeah. According to an article from Gizmodo, they are talking about perma-charging your laptops because apparently there used to be a myth that if you keep your laptop plugged in, it keeps the performance up high, etc. And I get it. Especially because you're like, oh man, you know, my battery might be draining fast because I'm watching all these high quality videos or I'm playing games or I'm doing some work. So might as well just keep it plugged in all the time. But that actually ruins your laptop battery.
Yeah, I haven't necessarily run into that with laptops. I know maybe with my iPhones, my iPads, I've left them plugged in quite often and run into that issue. So maybe that's the case with that.
Well, it's definitely the same for phones. It's all those lithium ion batteries. My old laptop, I plugged it in all the time to the point where if you unplugged it, it would die. Yeah. It wouldn't even last 5 minutes. It needed to be plugged in all the time, which defeats the purpose of the laptop. The whole point of it is so you don't need a desktop computer. You can take it anywhere you go, you know?
Yeah, I guess, you know, a lot of us probably don't even think of it, and we just figure, oh, there's an outlet right there. We'll plug it in, and then we don't have to worry about running out of juice.
Exactly. One of the issues that I had that I've solved now that I have a newer laptop is I will only plug it in when the battery is low, and when it's fully charged, I will unplug it. But I think the key indicator that helped is instead of putting my laptop into sleep mode, I would actually just power the whole thing off because it saves so much battery life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different things that you can do, but one of them, don't keep it on sleep mode all the time unless you're using your laptop every single day.
Yeah.
And don't plug it in 24/7.
Hmm. Well, good to know.
Same with your cell phones, by the way.
When Reader ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't going to be sharing.
Oh, no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Quick shout out to Domino's Pizza in Yorkton. They're going to be bringing the staff here at Fox FM lunch tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to a little bit of pie to wrap up the week.
And today is Pie Day, by the way.
Yeah.
3.14, March 14th. And why not celebrate this week with some pizza pie, you know?
Yeah, if you're hungry, maybe give Domino's a shout. You can try their pan pizza. They now have it in large size. You know, if someone's not a fan of the classic hand-tossed crust, they can also upgrade to the handmade pan in medium or large for only $1.50.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Their pan pizza is my favorite pizza. Yeah, I just love the little crunch at the very end.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Good stuff. So we're very excited to see what they're going to bring us tomorrow, especially the different pizzas with different toppings.
I love pizza.
So make sure to hit them up for any of your staff lunch or catering needs. And for more details, go to foxfmonline.ca and click on the Food for Work tab.
It might be time for Reader to invest in a new couch.
Too many naps have given it a permanent sag.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I found an interesting thing. Scholastic will be investing $186 million in a Canadian animation studio called Nine Story Media. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they might make, I guess, animations of Scholastic books, or it might be a good collaboration of both.
That could be pretty cool. I guess Scholastic, they're the company that makes the Goosebumps movies, the live-action animation hybrid adaptation of Clifford the Big Red Dog. They're going to get 100% of the economic package yeah. and the voting rights for this Toronto-based company. It'd be interesting to see what products they decide to make.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we've all read Scholastic books. We've been to their book fairs.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even realize that Robert Munch books are part of Scholastic.
Oh, okay.
So imagine seeing some like Robert Munch books that you read as a kid
yeah.
to become animated TV shows or something like that. It'd be bringing my childhood to life, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I know some of them, I think, have had, you know, animated movies made of the books themselves. But, I mean, there's so many possibilities.
Well, some of the stuff that I didn't realize. So I guess Scholastic and Story 9, they have made animated series. They made the reboot of Clifford the Big Red Dog. They made an animated show. I did see the original when I was younger. But also, the studio ended up making Magic School Bus, which was a phenomenal show as a kid. So them teaming up with a children's book and teen book publisher to make shows with that kind of quality.
Yeah, they've been working together for like 20 years.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited, man. Even as an adult, I would 100% watch it if they made like animated shows of books that I used to read when I was younger.
Oh, for sure.
100%. Canada finally made it again on another best in the world list.
Yes, the 30 coolest streets in the world, a list put together by Time Out. All the cool little places in cities all around the world. There's 30 that they list, and it's from some of the major cities all around the globe.
Yeah, but basically, the way that they make these, the way they consider these some of the coolest streets is what they have in terms of creative new ventures in food, drink, nightlife, and culture. And we're not going to list them all, but number one actually went to High Street in Melbourne. Apparently, one of the coolest streets in the world, but coming in at number five, Canada represent. Vancouver, Commercial Drive in Vancouver is one of the coolest streets in the world, apparently.
Yeah, I've only ever spent time in Vancouver on one occasion in 2003. And I don't know that I was actually on Commercial Drive, maybe in some other parts, but it's a very cool city, and they describe it saying, in a city of rapid change, Commercial Drive remains defiantly ungentrified.
Yeah, apparently has a lot of different coffee shops, an insane amount of pizza joints. It apparently used to have five, but now just two live entertainment stages in the street, which is cool.
Yeah, a ton of used bookshops and record stores. They have a family-owned bowling alley, all kinds of different things that that make it give it its own character and make it kind of a popular place.
When you go traveling, there's a lot of really cool, I guess, streets in certain places that you go to. For example, when I was in Edmonton for a bit, I went to White Avenue because everybody's like, yeah, if you go to Edmonton, check out White Ave. It's a really cool street. And it really was. On top of that, if you've ever been to Niagara Falls, you know the iconic Clifton Hill, which has all the amusement parks. It has that one Burger King with the Frankenstein on it. It was a really, really cool street. Again, just lots of different things and activities to do.
Yeah, you know, you go to Toronto, of course, there's always a ton happening on Yonge Street.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been too off the beaten path beyond that. So,
and
you know, there's got to be lots of places to kind of really explore and see those other areas.
Because we're located on it, Smith Street is one of the coolest streets in the world, just saying. But if you've been to, you know, in your travels, a street or like an avenue that you think was really, really cool, had lots of great stuff going on, tell us about it. 306-783-3699. You can call or text us.
Eddie, Q, and Reader have a simple request.
In a world where you can be anything, just be kind.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We got a text on the Fox FM line, 306-783-3699, talking about some of the coolest streets that maybe you have visited.
Yes, we received a text suggesting Broadway in Asheville.
Okay. You were telling me it's like one of the streets in Tennessee to go to, eh?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of bars and restaurants and where musicians perform and people go to have a good time, and just it's a big draw for everybody.
I'm looking looking at some photos, and it just looks like such a busy and colorful street, honestly. Yeah.
I've had friends that gone. I've never been there myself. I want to get to Nashville because I'd like to go watch my Tennessee Titans play football there. And if you get there, you got to check out Broadway.
Yeah, and also it's like the music city of the world, pretty much, or in the U.S.
That's why they call it Music City.
Exactly. So that's pretty cool. Broadway in Nashville. If I ever go to Nashville, I'm going to check this place out.
Reader wants to master the banana cream pie.
Step one, make the pie. Step two, eat the pie. Step three, repeat.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Sure, it's cool going to a concert and seeing your favorite artist live, but imagine inviting them to personally perform at your wedding.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Earlier this month, Rihanna performed her first full concert in 8 years in India. The son of India's richest person was getting married, and they put on like a huge 3-day affair, and
yeah.
Rihanna performed at it. And apparently, there hasn't been an official number given, but there's speculation that she got somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $9 million.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
For one private concert, she performed 19 songs. Apparently, I mean, listen, if you can afford it, why not?
Yeah.
But you can get multiple VIP tickets to their world tours,
mm-hmm.
Rather than just having them come to your place. But that sounds more fun in my
opinion.
Well,
yeah, and then you can say I had Rihanna play my private party.
Well, it's not the first time that's happened. I remember a couple of years ago. So the CEO of Motorola, his son was getting married. He hired Bruno Mars to perform as well, and he got paid reportedly upwards of $3 million.
Yeah, I mean, this is actually a far more common thing than we realize. You know, you think of your favorite artists, you see them in an arena, in a stadium or concert hall. But yeah, there are a lot of these gigs. I mean, one company, a luxury concierge company, Knightsbridge Circle, the founder said, if you can afford it, why wouldn't you fly in your favorite artist to perform your favorite songs rather than simply listening to customers? And this company has also in the past hired Elton John for a Christmas party.
Holy smokes.
Nile Rodgers for a 50th birthday and Lady Gaga to perform a gig in Vegas.
Yeah, it's more common than you realize, just not for you or I because we're not multimillionaires.
No.
Fox FM's Eddie Q is more than just a guy on the radio. He's also... that's just about it.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just want to remind you that coming up next Saturday, Jack Garten is going to be performing at the Painted Hand Casino. We want you to come and check it all out for yourself. He did release an album in 2023, and it sounds phenomenal. And he plays a multitude of instruments that I'm hoping he will start playing at his concert next week. And again, make sure to grab yourself some tickets. I'm going to be introducing him on the stage. So again, come on out next Saturday.
Reader eats so much Cheese Whiz, Kraft sent a thank you for putting their kids through college.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q on Fox FM, wrapping it up for me. And again, want to thank you for subscribing to the More Fun with Fox FM podcast. Anywhere you get it, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Also, you can just listen free at foxfmonline.ca and on the app. Just a recap, Monday through Friday of what Reader and I talk about every morning. 5 episodes uploaded a week. Yeah, go on a road trip. You need something. You need 2 guys talking so you don't feel lonely in your car for 20 minutes. That's me and Reader. More mornings with Fox FM podcast.
Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader. When the mic is off,
they almost exclusively talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.